Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, Cliff Goff with 10 Star, returning your call.
Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Give me one second. Let me pull up. What was the name of your business again, Cliff?
10 Star Services.
10 Star, there we go. Okay. Yeah, let me pull that up. Sorry, my computer's running really slow. I'm trying to pull it up here. It's TIN Star, right? 10
yeah.
Star? Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, got it. All right, Cliff, let's see. Where did we... Yeah, so I got your web registration... and I was trying to reach out to you. I wanted to see if you had a few minutes to kind of go over what you were looking for here.
Sure.
So from my understanding, you're looking for some working capital for the business. I was wondering if you can kind of explain a little bit in detail of what you're looking for and how you plan on spending, using the capital for the business.
Well, it's just working capital. What I do is that I distribute, we broker plant material to contractors, architects, and then we distribute for as an independent for 4 farms out of Arizona is what we do.
Okay, and, so you broker plant material?
Yeah. And then I also got a division where I do some construction management at the same time.
Okay.
Another portion of the company.
Okay.
So, the main focus is the construction management. We do broker we don't broker that much. What we mainly do is we rep for the farms out of Arizona. And we have 4 farms out of Arizona that we have the distribution rights for the state of Texas.
Okay.
What we have. And what it amounts to is more working capital to try to expand that marketplace.
You're using the capital for the broker plant side of the business or the construction management
side? The plant side of the business.
Okay.
Not the construction management side, no.
Okay, so then for the plant side of the business, what are you going to be doing with the money? Are you purchasing material inventory? Is that what you're doing?
It'd be multitude of things. Purchasing material is one. Also, trying to hire another couple salespeople. We're in a couple parts of the state, so to expand the sales force a little bit, and that's the 2 main reasons for the money.
Okay, so the main reason is for purchasing materials, hiring new salespeople to expand. You said, is it for each state? Each state needs a different
sales force? No, it's just only Texas is all I have the rights to distribute into.
Texas.
Well, okay. I take that back. I had got Texas and Oklahoma, but the material that's being distributed out of Arizona really doesn't grow in Oklahoma very well. Very small portions of that material would grow in Arizona, so it's not a state that I do much in.
So you get the materials from Arizona and you distribute in Texas?
That's correct.
Okay.
Construction companies, to contractors like landscapers, to architects, to developers, that time.
Okay, so is this more of a seasonal type of business?
No, it's not. It's 365 days a year.
Okay, 365. And that makes sense. And now, what are you guys doing in sales? Like, what'd you do last year?
Last year in sales, did about $800,000.
Okay, and then this year, what are you on track to do?
A little bit more than that. We're probably going, right now, as of this month, as of the end of last month, I think it was $780,000 so far.
Okay, so far year to date. Okay, that's good. And how much are you looking for?
Looking somewhere maybe between 75 to 100,000.
200K. Okay, and have you kind of determined how much these new salespeople are going to cost you?
Yeah, they're going to end up costing. So ones I'm trying to hire are ones that have been in the industry for a while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They should be probably about a 90-day out before they start getting a return on investment on them, what I'm planning on anyways.
And what are you going to
pay? Yeah, what am I going to pay them? They're going to be paid about $40,000 a year plus commission.
$40K a year plus commission. Okay, but you won't start seeing any type of return until 90 days.
Yeah, it'd be 90 days before I probably start seeing any return on them, just the way this business operates.
Sure.
And when they're bidding and stuff, it'll be 90 days out.
Okay, sure. And how many employees are we looking at?
Probably only about one more, maybe two. The Houston area, one for the Houston area and one for the Valley.
And what type of return does that bring you? So you're spending $40K plus commission year.
The gross profit on the sales range anywhere from 20 to 35% return on the dollar for gross profit.
Gross profit. For 16. Okay. Now, for the materials, what type of materials are you purchasing?
Well, it could be anywhere from shrubs to trees.
Okay. And how much?
Range. Go ahead.
And what are you usually spending at a time?
Well, I mean, I'm on a truck. Trees on the average are average out at about 200 and some odd bucks a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Shrubs on the average are going to be somewhere around $5 to $6 a shrub on the average. Some are going to be $1.95. Some are going to be $28.
Okay.
On the average.
So with these,
going to be threes and fives, which are that $5 to $7 range
for a shrub.
Right.
Okay, 5 to 7 range. Now, when you purchase these materials, are you keeping them in stock somewhere?
No, nothing stocked anywhere. It's shipped directly from the farm to the end user.
Okay, so you're gonna hire your sales reps to go out there and sell it. Once you have an order, then you'll make the purchase for the materials, and then
that is correct.
Okay, so and then the materials go straight to the consumer. Now, and then when you were telling me the 20 to 35% gross profit, that's based off of what they're selling.
Correct.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's correct, Jeremiah. If I buy the product and it's $5, and they turn around and sell it at 35% margin dollars, then that five goes to be another 15. What another $50.50. Something, it goes to $7, something like that, whatever 35% is on it. Could be anywhere from 20 to 35% on that.
Okay.
So it's going to be 20 cents for every dollar, or up to 35 cents on every dollar bought.
Right on. Now, does that, what is the, what's the turnaround time for your customers when they purchase? Are they paying you up front, or they pay after you get?
Some are, but I have terms on others, and it can be anywhere. It can be up to 60 days.
60 days.
Receiving money. Yeah.
Okay.
Net. Correct. Because if it's a construction project and product is shipped on the first of the month, contractors can't turn in their pay applications to the end of the month, and then they've got 30 days to get paid. So they're on 30 days with their client. So that's the reason why I say it can be up to 60 days. Sometimes it gets paid sooner than that. Sometimes it can be a few days after that, but on the average, it's about 60 days.
Okay. Now, do you are you the one who's doing all the selling right now, or do you have a sales team?
I got a salesperson in Austin that hits Austin, San Antonio, in that area. And yes, I do sell.
Okay. Okay. No. All right. Now, do you currently have any working capital loans out right now, Cliff?
I have one that's almost paid off.
Who's that with?
It was with On Deck, and I got about $15,000 on it.
$15,000 On Deck.
I mean, I'm not using them ever again. I'm not using them ever again, so.
What happened with them?
I just looking for something that's more of on a line of credit to where it's on a monthly basis. Instead of paying every week, it kills cash flow.
Okay. How much is your payment with them?
Right now, it's $2,300, a little over $2,300 a week.
A week, okay. And so you're looking for more along the lines of a line of credit, so you can pay and take and pay back and take and pay back. Okay.
Draw down, yeah, and pay back when I get paid, so I can more of a revolving line.
Okay. How's your personal credit?
It's about, I think it's like 720 or something like that.
Okay. Have you gone to your local bank?
Yeah, I've got actually on several. I have got a bank. I've got one of my banks looking at it too. I'm just looking at a couple options.
Just reviewing your options right now. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Makes sense. Options. When did you when are they going to give you an answer? Do you know?
Hopefully I'll have an answer within the next week.
Okay.
I've got all my stuff.
How soon are you looking to bring on some capital?
As soon as I possibly can, so I can get to going.
Okay. Do you have like a busy season? Summertime, I would assume, would be the busiest.
The slowest time in the year is between Thanksgiving and the end of the year, and it's not because it's slowed down; it's just because it's the holidays.
Right. Okay. November.
That's it. And then between Christmas and New Year's, it's dead because everybody shuts down between Christmas and New Year's for the most part.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay.
But it'd start between here and about another 2 weeks until the first of the year. It'll slow down considerably.
Okay.
But
so
it ramps back up again, and then it really picks up about April or May.
It just gets crazy, I bet.
Mhm.
Okay. How long you been in the business for?
I've been in this industry in one way or the other for almost 35 years.
Okay.
TenStar has been in existence as a corporation since 05.
TenStar since 05.
Yeah.
And you're 100% owner, right?
Yes.
2005. Okay. And let me see here. So we do have multiple different types of programs. Cliff, what I can do for you is I'll send you an application. It's kind of a universal app, so you'll see some sections on there what it may ask you for, like merchant statements. But do you take credit cards?
I do not take any credit cards.
Okay, so just fill out what pertains to you and your business. Like I said, it's a universal app. We use it for multiple different programs. And then I'm going to just need some bank statements and then your most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015?
Yes. Yeah, we have. I have my 2015 tax return.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send that over. I do have your email as cgoff@tenstarservices.com. Is that a good email to send it over to?
Yes, yes, it is. And on the 2015, my CPA took some big depreciation in 2015. So that's going to show up on the tax return on some equipment that he wanted to take on my truck and trailers and stuff. So he took some big depreciation. So that's going to kind of skew what the bottom line was for that very reason.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I'll note that here. All right, Cliff. Well, I'll send that application over along with a short list of what I would need to try and get you this approval of what you're looking for. And then we'll kind of take it from there. As soon as I get an answer, we'll talk numbers and see if it works out for your business. If it doesn't, then hopefully, you know, you're able to find something through your local bank. But We're hoping to do business with you. We are a private business bank, and we only work with business owners. So just keep that in mind. I'll send that over, Cliff. You have my number. If you have any questions about what I sent you, just give me a ring. Other than that, I appreciate you calling me back, and we'll be in touch soon.
You got it. Thank you much.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Bye.